Welcome to the UUFCC Weekly Update of January 26th, 2024. Mary Jane's Musings. I was in a Zoom meeting on Thursday and the moderator asked everyone to use a weather word to check in. Before I could even think about it, I blurted out sunny with a chance of tornadoes, and everyone laughed. I think it was pretty accurate when I had a chance to think about it. My general disposition tends to be sunny, but as the day wears on, things happen. If I'm not careful, I can get caught up in a strong, spiraling, dangerous emotion. I have to concentrate, and here's where mindfulness comes in, on responding to life instead of just reacting to it. When I was in London years ago with Miles, I was so charmed with the expression, mind the gap, when we were getting on or off the trains, and Miles bought me a refrigerator magnet that says, mind the gap. And every time I see it, I think about minding the gap between something happening and me reacting or responding to it. That tiny gap is where I can control the next moments, and indeed the rest of my life. Mind the gap, signed MJ. Universal Zoom link, there's a button to push for that. If you have an announcement for Sunday, or if you want to put something into the Book of Life, you can email your contribution to bookoflife@uufcc.org no later than 6 p.m. on Saturday evening. The weekly update includes all the links for the following week. You may also find the links on the UUFCC calendar, which is available from the UUFCC.org homepage. If you go to the calendar, you may click on an event, and it will give you information about accessing the event. Events that are in person at UUFCC will have a turquoise circle on the calendar. In-person events in the following schedule will have a turquoise font. Events which are by outside groups renting space at UUFCC are denoted by a green font. If your meeting is scheduled for in-person but you need a Zoom link, you may find it on the UUFCC calendar. Simply click on the event, and if there is a Zoom link, it will be displayed. You may access the calendar from the website uufcc.org. What's happening at UUFCC this week? Saturday, January 27th at 9 a.m., new to UUFCC breakfast. Sunday, January 28th, 9 a.m., conversation among friends in person. 10:30 a.m., speaker will be Bob Murphy, speaking on beach party environmental concerns and challenges at the service on Sunday morning in person. And there's also a way to get YouTube if you want it. Worship Associate Lori Douglas, directors Corey Dowdy and Tom Dooley, music Ryan Smith and the choir. 1 p.m., poetry reading by Sharon Whitehill. 3 p.m., secular community of Southwest Florida. Monday, January 29th, office will be closed. 1:30 p.m., Shaw Chalice Circle. Tuesday, January 30th, men's coffee group at 8 a.m. Wednesday, January 31st, 1:30 p.m., book group. The book is Book Woman of Troublesome Creek. 4 p.m., Array will be meeting. 6 p.m., choir rehearsal. 7 p.m., happy hour on the Universal Zoom link. February 1st, 3 p.m., yoga. 7 p.m., AA group. Saturday, February 3rd at 10 a.m., Worship Associates will be meeting. New to UUFCC breakfast, January 27th at 9 a.m., the Welcome Committee of UUFCC invites newcomers to our fellowship to join us for a new to UUFCC breakfast. This is an opportunity for informal conversation and socialization with members of our committee who will share information about Unitarian Universalism, this congregation, and the activities that happen here. Anyone interested in fuller participation or membership is encouraged to join us on Saturday, January 27th at 9 a.m. There's a chance to make closer connections with people you may not have yet met. Please RSVP to the UUFCC office to register so that we can begin our preparation and homemade breakfast planning. We look forward to meeting you. Beach party service on Sunday, January 28th, as mentioned, with Reverend Bob Murphy, Worship Associate Lori D., and the UUFCC musicians. Tropical hats and tropical clothing are welcome for the beach party at the service. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Poetry reading Sunday, January 28th at 1 p.m. Join us, and the author and member Sharon Whitehill will read poems from her most recently published book. Copies of the book will be available for purchase, with a percentage of the proceeds going to UUFCC. New yoga in the sanctuary starting Friday, February 2nd from 3 to 4, $10 per person. Step right up. The nominating committee is looking for a few good people to run for board positions or nominating committee at the March annual meeting. Please contact any member of the nominating committee to let them know that you are interested. These people are Stephanie Garrett, Nancy Weaver, Mary Jane Williams, Patrick Eaton, and Dorothy Parmenter. Congregational meeting, Sunday, February 4th. The board has agreed to call a congregational meeting for Sunday, February 4th, following service. All members, friends, and interested parties are welcome to attend. This is an opportunity to talk about our activities, programs, and committees within the context of our resources, especially people. Our congregation is smaller than it was before the pandemic, and let's be honest, we're all a little older than we were. Time to adjust to our current situation. Please be prepared to offer ideas for activities or programs that you would like to see at UUFCC. This meeting does not take the place of our annual congregational meeting, which will be held in late March. Volunteers needed for the Right to Read Festival on February 24th. The Right to Read Festival that will be held on Saturday, February 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist property in Venice is shaping up to be quite an event. Our UUFCC is among the organizers. For details, see the flyers. Since there will be various presenters, booths, activities, food trucks, music, parking, etc., volunteers are needed to help staff the tasks. Contact Anna Dryos Imak at Anakas, A-N-N-A-K-A-S, at comcast.net or see Ted for details. The festival is the first activity sponsored by the Social Justice Alliance of Gulf Coast, Florida, to address various public issues confronting our communities. Various groups, individuals, and organizations are coming together to form a united effort. February 23rd is the installation of our Members Friends Art Show. So, members and friends, get out your paints, pencils, and more, working for an upcoming member exhibit at the end of February. The Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice and the Social Justice Alliance of the Florida Suncoast present the Right to Read Festival, All Books for All People, Saturday, February 24th, 2024, from 10 to 4, held on the grounds of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, 1971 Pinebrook Road, the corner of Edmondson and Pinebrook Roads in Venice. Speakers will be James Abraham, Martha Beretta, Tom Edwards, Sander Maurice, Kent Oliver, Rob Sanders, and Carrie Seidman. There will be fun for all ages, entertainment, food vendors, children's activities, and more. Many more details at the website, which is sjafs.org. And this is sponsored by the Unitarian Universalist Association, Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Charlotte County, Unitarian Universalist of Sarasota, and the Venice Interfaith Community Association. Conversation Among Friends meets now in person on Sundays at 9 a.m. For information, contact Robert Moran. All are welcome. UUFCC Open Arts Studio. All types of art are welcome, including needle arts, fiber arts, etc. Crafts, too. Next meeting will be Wednesday, January 24th. Take a creative break. Meetings are the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. Sometimes it's nice just to sit in community as you work on something. Questions? Contact Trudy G. or Sandy T., who will host this group in conjunction with the Art Committee. The tax man cometh. The office is happy to supply a calendar year statement of your giving for 2023 upon request. Just drop an email to office@uufcc.org and request one, and we'll get it right out to you. Signed, MJ and Sandy. Social Justice Committee news. There's a button for the minutes from the January 14th meeting and an agenda for the February 11th meeting. Immigration Justice Committee news. The committee meets on the first and third Wednesday of every month at 4 p.m. on Zoom. Contact Betty for the link. And there's a button to push for the minutes from January 17th, 2024. Tech problems or concerns? Our technology team is instituting a new procedure for getting help with fellowship tech issues. If you want to report a problem, get help, arrange for tech help with an event or any other fellowship tech issue, email helpdesk@uufcc.org. The office tried out the new procedure with great success. The resolution on the monitor in the social hall has improved. Pavers at UUFCC. The Social Justice Committee is overseeing the Peace Garden Memorial Paver Project. If you would like to honor a loved one or a friend, deceased or still with us, in perpetuity, this might be the way to do it. Take a look at the pavers already in the Peace Garden to get an idea of what they might look like. Print out the form that is linked in this notice and follow the simple instructions, up to 3 lines for each paver. Include a check made out to UUFCC for $75 per paver with your form and send it to the office. You will be notified when your paver has been delivered and placed by our grounds committee. $45 of each paver purchase is donated to UUFCC. And there's a button to push for the paver order form. The January issue of the newsletter is available. Communique, your UUFCC newsletter, is encouraging your participation as well. Always wanted to see your name in print? Here's your chance. What to write about? Whatever tickles your fancy. Sure, it has to pass muster with the editorial board, but that shouldn't be an obstacle. See the front page of our first issue. Consult the UUFCC webpage for back issues, www.uufcc.org, for ideas. The final date for submissions for the February 2024 issue is January 24th. 300-word limit, go for it. Send submissions to editorialboard@uufcc.org. There's a button to push for the January issue. Happy February birthdays to Peg Sunkard, February 1st, Stephanie Garrett, February 2nd, Helen Sokolsky, February 5th, Q Burgess, February 14th, Mona Azar-Jones, February 23rd, and Herb Levin, February 26th. Please contact the office if you want to be on the birthday greetings list. All we need is the month and day of your birth. The year is totally unnecessary unless you want to give the office a chance to giggle. Check out the Southern Region's January newsletter. There's a button to push for that. And donations and offerings to UUFCC. You may mail checks and pledges to the office, drop them in our mailbox, or call the office to make other arrangements. We appreciate your ongoing support. We are equipped to handle donations through the phone app Venmo. Payments through this app should be made to UUFCC offering. If you would like your donation to apply to anything other than UUFCC operations, such as a discretionary fund or second helping, please indicate so in the notes field. Our mailing address is 1532 Forest Nelson Boulevard, Port Charlotte, 33952. UUFCC office hours. It's always best to call either Sandy or Mary Jane to make sure we are in the office. Life has a way of interfering with our schedules. Mary Jane usually is in the office Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to noon, and Sandy is usually in the office Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 12. And there's a button to push, lastly, if you want to visit the UUFCC website. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the conclusion of the UUFCC Weekly Update for January 26th, 2024.